Hi. Again. Coffee. One question. Send. Submit.
All set?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Okay. A very warm welcome again to everyone. Here we are already at our functional design meeting, and this is what we're going to do. The opening, which we're doing now. And special note, I'm the project manager, but on the meetings I'm also the secretary, which means I will make minutes, as I said in the previous meeting, and I'll also put these as fast as possible in the project folder, so you can see them and review what we have discussed. If I'm right, there are three presentations. I guess each one of you has prepared
well.
One. Good. And we will also take a look at new project requirements, if you haven't heard about them yet. And then, of course, we have to take a decision on the remote control functions. And we have some more time, 40 minutes, but I think we will need it. I don't know who wants to go first.
I'll go first. Okay, I'll go first here.
Is there an order?
Sorry. Huh? Okay.
One question. Your name is Denny. It's which one?
ADA.
Okay.
I wanted to explain the working design of a remote control. It's possibly very handy if you want to design one of those. Well, it basically works. As I wrote down in this little summary, when you press a button, that's when you do, for example, when you want to turn up the volume, a little connection is made. The rubber button just presses on a little print plate, which makes a connection that gives the chips. Which is mounted beneath those that plastic of a rubber button, senses that your connection has been made and knows what button you pressed. For example, the volume up or volume down button. The chip makes a Morse code-like signal, which then is signaled to several transistors. Which makes which sends the signal to a little LED. You know what a LED is? Okay, and that makes the infrared light signal, which is sent to the television set, which has a sensor in it to sense the signal of the infrared. And that's basically how it works. The findings that I found. Searching up some detailed information about the remote controls, are that they are very easy to produce. This piece is possible to make them in mass production because it is as easy as printing a page. Just a fiberglass plate is covered with some coatings and chips. And the technology is already available. We don't have to find out how remote controls have to work or how to make some chips that are possible to transmit those signals. I made a little animation about how a remote controller works. What the hell? What's that? Okay. Well, a subcomponent, I suppose that you understand what a subcomponent is. For in this example, it's the button. When it is pressed down, the switch is switched on. So with the wire is sent to the chip in cooperation with the battery, of course, because to make a signal possible, you have to have some sort of electronic. Yes. No. Okay. After it's being composed by the chip, the signal is transported to the infrared bulb, and from there it signals a Morse code-like signal to the bulb in the television set. I wrote down some personal preferences about the remote control. Of course, it is very handy if the remote control is handheld, so you don't have to wind it up or something, or just it's very light to make to use it. I personally prefer that it would become available in the various colors and easy to use buttons. But I suppose that one of the other team members thought of that too. And it is possible for several designs and easy to use. Sorry, easy to use buttons. Perhaps soft touch, touch screen buttons, because the rubber buttons are always they slightly they can be slightly damaged, so the numbers on the buttons are not possible to read anymore. And well, as I said before, we can make several designs. Okay, well, that's my contribution to this meeting and to this meeting.
Information from the web that I found. Well, what I found was that the actual use of the remote control is to send messages to the television set, how you what you described, and this can be all sorts of messages, turn it on, turn it off, change the channel, or just throw it in that kind of thing, play video text, but also play CD if you use it, or CD player. There are some examples of remote controls. You can see they are very different. The one has all the functions that you could possibly need in a lot of buttons, etc. And the other is more user friendly, it's a big button, and that's all the stuff you can do with it. The essential stuff is there. I guess you could better, you should look at the user centered approach. Customers have to use them, and if they don't think it's usable, they don't buy it. A lot of problems they may bring from either needs as much as that. Now, for personal preferences, it is a simple remote with basic functions that you can need, you could use. But keep in mind the new functions of TV, what we discussed earlier, split screen, and is that a function that you should have because all the TVs will have them, or because only and then make it, I would make sure that you can use some more than one appliance. You have one that does with the video. It could also work with the stereo, because play is play and stuff is stuff automatically. But you could reuse the buttons, so if you don't have to have a lot of buttons for anything. And it should be user-friendly, clear buttons, and not too much.
Okay.
if we discuss the functional requirements of the remote, then that means that functions usually want to have some remote control, or just use objection. The method I prefer is we're going to look which section of the users we are going to focus a lot on more. Are the younger people going to buy a remote control or the elderly people? And then that section we're going to focus and adjust the remote more to that section than the whole user. Some data. Younger people from 16 to 30, 45 years are more interested in few features like LCD screens, speech recognition, etc. And we possess about 2/3 of the market from in that range of age. The elderly people from 45 years to 65 years are not that much interested in features and possess less than 2/3, that's 2/5 of the market share in that area. Like a mobile phone or something, but somewhat bigger than small, so you don't lose that much anymore. 75% of the users also find it ugly. And 75% of the users have a lot. So the buttons should be that small, or should be that complex, because you have so many buttons which one you don't use. Important issues around the remote. I think it would be better with personal reasons, but remote control has to have a low power usage, because 75% of the users only step one time an hour, so the power usage is also one time an hour, so with a high power usage we would use a lot of batteries. Volume button and channel buttons are the two most important buttons on the remote control, so those have to be found very easily and have to be somewhat like bigger, etc. It has also be have to find easily when the label is gone. Also enough that the label should be scratched off or off the slates. If that's the problem, we also have to find it easily on the look. Buttons, like my old colleague said, have to be minimized, or should be covered, or in the LCD screen. The LCD screen is easy because you have the LCD screen, you have the various options, one option, and then you have all the buttons of that option, so the other options will be gone, and you don't see the buttons. So LCD screen should be easy, but an LCD screen, the problem with the LCD screen is that elderly people from 45 to 65 years don't use the LCD screen a lot. So we have to keep that in mind, that if you're going to implement LCD screen, you don't have to make it that hard to learn or to use.
LCD screen as in touchscreen?
Yeah, touchscreen.
Okay.
The last but not least, younger people are more critical about the features, because they use the remote control often, more often, and are more technical than older people. And older people spend more money and easily on the remote control.
Okay.
So we have to keep in mind to focus not that much on the younger people, but also somewhat on the elderly people. And on my personal references, I don't have any more time to cover that, but like I said, LCD screen is easily to use because you can implement a lot of buttons in one remote, in not that much buttons. And it should be easy to use, especially the volume buttons, the channel buttons, and the number buttons to set through the channels. And that is it.
Okay.
Well, thank you all. I don't know, did everyone receive an email with the new project requirements?
No.
No?
Yes, I did not.
No.
Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet. So that's the first thing I think we should pay less attention to teletext. The remote control should only be used for the television, otherwise the project becomes more complex, which endangers the time to market and of course will make it more costly, I think. Our current customers are within the age group of 40 plus. New products should reach a new market with customers that are younger than 40. We talked about it before. And a last point, but also very important, our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products, which means that our corporate color and slogan must be implemented in the new design. So we have to keep that in mind. Well, according to our agenda, it's then time to take a decision on the remote control function. So who has any idea about what should be on it and what shouldn't?
Well, you said it should only one appliance? Or is it one, let's say, only the TV?
Hmm? Only be used
and
for
video also, or not?
Well, it says only for television here.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So yeah, then you can, requirements, no? Functions.
Mm-hmm. Then it's on, off?
Yeah.
Standby options, sir.
Standby, volume, channel, 1 to 0 numbers on it.
And
the text doesn't have to be.
Right.
Other functions.
Yeah,
so
that's where you can change from one number to
two digits.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I understand what you mean.
I think it's easy to implement a button with a which especially do that, because some TVs, if you press the one and then the two,
it makes 12, yeah.
5 seconds, you make 12.
Yeah.
Indeed. Okay.
Not relaxed.
Relaxed. And there are some models that don't accommodate that function. So the Philips television makes it possible in that indeed to press 1 and then 2 to make to reach channel 12. But all the television makes use of those buttons where you first press that button and then press 2 digits to
so
to get. Yeah, I think so.
Well, new products should reach a market with customers that are younger than 40. And now
40,
we have current customers 40 plus.
Because younger people was younger people have 16 to 25 age are 81% interested in LCD screen. From 26 to 35 to 66%, and 36 to 45 to 55%. So I think to because on most remote controls the print plate will be broken in about 2 years. You have to press very hard
mm-hmm.
to go to the next channel with the LED screen. It's easier because you only have to wipe the screen to
for
fingerprint.
Yeah, but I think that that collides with our mission to make it very cheap, because LCD screens are very expensive.
Yeah,
a touchscreen probably even more. So, true. But, is it possible to make an LCD screen? How was the information?
Yeah, it says that this percentage like LCD screen, because and it says that younger age between 16 and 45 highly interesting features more critical.
So perhaps we should focus on that LCD screen.
Yeah, because our target is 16 to 45.
Yeah, but will we not exceed our production
yeah,
is it possible to find out anywhere?
But if you would do an LCD screen, do you have don't you have any buttons? Or because if it only directs at the TV, then you only have I don't know what you want.
No, an LCD screen is just like a drone here. It just displays several buttons.
Yeah.
For example, if you want the minimal use buttons such as channel and volume, it just displays 4 buttons on the screen, and it's possible to press them down just like a touchscreen.
You can adjust which buttons you want on the
screen. Yeah,
so you can make it possible to do that.
For example, adjust the audio settings, press audio on the touchscreen, you can buttons for the audio settings.
Yeah.
So the other buttons are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going for an LCD screen?
Yeah.
I think
that's my.
And hoping that when we produce a lot, it won't be too expensive.
No.
We had 1250, I guess.
Yeah.
1250?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I suppose if the mar if our if the young people are interested in LCD screens, we should make them. And if that is our market share to and our goal to deliver those remote
You also
controls.
said that we should not only focus on the younger people, but also on the older.
Yeah,
And will
but
they use it if it only has an LCD screen?
46 to 45, 32%, and 60 56 to 65, 12%.
Oh,
But
so still a little
our
bit below.
project requirements are the new products to be reached for new
Yeah.
markets with customers that are
Yeah,
younger than
okay.
40.
But you don't want to alienate the other.
No, they're not now.
But if they also buy, that's all right.
Yeah, but market share for
Yeah.
40 years and younger is higher than 65
Yeah.
and younger.
All right.
Okay, so
And
LCD it is?
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try some. I hope we ho and let's hope to reach those
Yeah, if it gets
sales.
too much, too expensive, then yeah, we should be sticking to rubber buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you I think that they will send you some information about the cost of LCD screens.
Nothing will cost at all.
So if you
Yeah.
yeah, so if you you receive an email about that, can you post it in the, or
Yeah.
should we post that in our project map folder?
I think that should be. I think we all get the costs of everything.
I don't
Because you are the marketing
No,
expert.
I'll
I
pass
am.
it.
Right.
Yeah,
Is it as a backup plan that we would use LCD screens?
sure.
Yeah.
Too expensive.
Okay, but for now
Yeah,
it's LCD.
LCD.
Okay.
Then you have 75% of users find it ugly.
LCDs?
Yeah,
Oh,
and
that's a bit of a
80% of
problem.
users would spend more money with a red remote who would look fancy.
Oh,
Hmm.
that's a bit of a problem.
No, it'll look fancy
It
when you
looks
use
fancy when you have an
Yeah,
LCD
but
screen.
they don't like it. They think it's ugly when it has an
Yeah,
LCD screen.
just the play remotes, not specific LCD remotes.
Oh, all right. I thought when you said that.
So.
Yeah, maybe you can make something fancy out of an LCD
Yeah.
remote because it's new, as far as I know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
of course. And
And
then
another.
I think that 75% sell out, but that's not as aggressive with the LCD screen. Only
Yeah.
thing you have to do is wipe the screen off once in time
Yeah.
to get all the fingerprints off.
Yeah.
Indeed. Okay.
Okay, what else does our remote need?
A mute button.
Mute button.
I think.
The most important things on a remote control are channel selection, volume selection,
Hmm.
and power usage,
Yeah.
and the teletext, but that
But
is not out of the question. Other
But
things
shouldn't
are.
you put a button of
Sorry?
for teletext on for the people who want to use it?
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
we've got a big remote, which you
Yeah.
have to fill.
Yeah, we could make a separate menu on the LCD
Teletext.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screen.
And it's also
The less important things are screen settings, audio settings, and channel settings.
Yeah, they're less important, but I think they should
Less
be there,
important.
or
Yeah,
not?
should be there, but
I
not
should, but in a sub
specified
menu or
yes.
something like that. I think it's also important to make it possible to how do you call it in English? To not use batteries and use accu batteries
Yeah,
to
they
be
can
yeah.
help.
Yeah, sure, indeed. So you can mount the remote control
We should
to
think of it before
refill the.
maybe we have to.
Yeah, but
I
we
don't
don't
know how
really
much
plan
this
Yeah,
costs.
okay, because when you get an LCD screen, you run it on batteries.
Yeah.
The batteries will be empty very soon,
Power
very
supply is
fast.
one of
You
the most
should
important things.
perhaps you should be able
Yeah.
to switch the control off if you have an LCD screen that burns all the time. And
Yeah.
you shouldn't on and off. That's where extra that you have first to turn the remote on and then you can
Yeah,
control.
I think it's not that easy. Because I don't think people would like it that you have to turn it on
Nee,
first and then use it. So I think it's better when the TV shuts down and the remote shuts down.
And go to
That's not
standby
easy.
mode when you don't use it, so
Yeah, automatically. That
yeah,
is.
automatically after 2 minutes or 3 minutes, something like that.
Yeah. And maybe a low battery indicator
Yeah,
on the screen.
sure.
That before an hour when it's get again gets empty,
Yeah.
so you have plenty of time to recharge it or put
Okay.
it in a charger.
So we are going for the recharger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Is it sensible?
Yeah, watching TV, you're zapping, and you have to put it in the recharger.
Yeah.
No, when you're done with watching your television, you have to put it. Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah, but you also forget to buy batteries.
Yeah.
And then you can't use it. So I.
We have to be sure that the batteries last a couple of days when it turns.
Yeah.
I think the battery should work a lot longer than a couple of days.
Yeah, but you have LCD screen.
High power user, so it should be a standard move to put your remote control in the charger when you're done watching television. That's also a great advantage because you can't lose it anymore, because you are obliged to put it in the charger and not to leave it in your couch between some cushions. Okay.
Near your couch, because otherwise you have to
walk
around when you turn on the TV.
Just a small
device. Yeah, it doesn't have to be big.
Yeah,
just a cable or even a charger where you can mount it on.
Yeah.
Something like that. Just you. Okay. Functional designs for the elderly, you could make it possible to enlarge the screen, to make it possible to not display a button at 10 points. Or yeah, but it is one of the functions you have to specify. Because we can look at perhaps 40 buttons at the screen, but the elderly only look at 2 buttons. Okay. Speech recognition. Hello. €12.50.
Also, 91%, 16 to 35, 26 to 35 years, 76%, and 36 to 45, 35%.
Well, it's pretty big marked.
Even bigger than for us.
Yeah.
Well, let's leave out all the remote controls and just put a microphone on top of the television. To yeah. Turn volume up.
Yeah.
Hey, that's an idea. Okay. Well, that it has to be remote control, not.
Yeah.
Do I want to talk into the remote control?
Sure, why not? Why not? Yeah. Yeah.
When you look at the percentages,
yeah, it's actually
perhaps the option should be why not? Why not?
Oh, maybe because of the cost, but nobody knows how.
Let's hope to have some.
It's better to have LCD because in the area of 36 to 45, we have about 30% of the market share in our hands, and 55 of those people want LCD screen at 35 wants to keep resolution. So I think it's better to keep it with LCD screen.
But would it be useful to implement both?
Yeah,
one remote.
Cost
yeah.
Allowed.
Yeah.
I don't know if it can be done with the cost of
1250.
Yeah.
If it could be done.
Yeah.
We should do it.
But
how
would you
sure.
like to implement that you say volume up and then
certain systems already exist, I think.
It
should be accommodated with some software. Indeed.
But that's better than language.
So want to it's international okay.
Well, if it could be done, we
yeah.
It should be done. If it could be done, it should be done.
Yeah, and then with different languages.
Yeah, that should be
that's not so difficult at all. Because I already use several voice operated systems and they are all possible to not all, but.
And you should to adjust.
Every language, every dialects.
Yeah.
I think it's very difficult.
You have to speak some that you
yeah.
can understand.
I think it can be implemented, but maybe.
You could use that as an option.
Yes,
you
an
have
option, yes.
money left or something.
Yes, speech recognition.
Okay, so we only do it when we have enough money left.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've written down an on or off button, volume selection, channel selection, digits from 1 to 0, from 0 to 9, a digit button to switch between 1 and 2 digits, mute button, a separate menu for a teletext. A battery indicator. We're going to use a docking station, and probably LCD. And if there's enough money, feature recognition,
yeah.
and the possibility to enlarge buttons or to have large buttons.
Yeah. With teletext, it wasn't really important.
No. Well.
You also now have colors. I don't know if we should implement that.
Oh.
Yeah. When you press the red button, you go to page 102, and when you press the. I don't know if we should implement that, because it says that teletext is not
really shortcuts.
Yeah, shortcuts. And
so
you can't
you
go
make
to
sure
sport.
That we could also implement the audio settings, screen settings, and channel settings, but as sub-menus.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mainly, if you turn the remote control on, you have to see 1-0, channel and volume, and if you want to use teletext screen or audio, then you can press it.
Yeah, just sub-menu,
not
yeah. Not directly available.
Yeah.
Okay,
so not too much support, but in a separate menu.
Mm.
So actually it is there, but,
yeah, but
just not
directly available. So it doesn't confuse us, the user.
You have to search
it
for
it.
I'll search, if you want to use teletext, you can push the teletext button and then the options become available.
Okay, but no more buttons or functions or.
No.
No. What else can you do with that?
Mm-hmm. I'm forgetting something.
I've got two more examples here, but I don't think there's anything we're missing. No, we don't have video.
Yeah, so you could check the other remote controls.
Technical
functions?
Oh,
which one was here?
The technical functions. They're a bit small, you should stretch them.
Technical functions.
I guess we've got them all.
I think I got to have a minute. Yeah, it's actually. Yeah, the zoom buttons.
For the TV?
Yeah, widescreen, high screen, different
or
things.
Or that you can put them on
the yeah, different
wide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually
menu.
Yeah, it should be available, but then in sub screen settings or something.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we should also implement screen settings.
Yeah, screen settings, audio settings, teletext
right.
settings you have,
yeah.
channel settings.
Yeah. So you can probably.
So those four and of course the main.
Yeah. So first you see the main and the other ones you can
yeah.
Go
yeah.
to.
Like tap screens or something or.
I hope we can do this.
There are a lot of options depending on what kind of television you got. Because if you don't got a widescreen television, you don't need the screen settings for.
Then you don't use it.
And if the television does not support such operations.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah. Or it could be possible to have a standard version of the remote and expanded version.
And do we want them in different colors or in the buttons in
yeah.
colors?
Colors, I think the main color of the remote control is the color of the LCD screen.
Yeah.
Because we don't want a lot. And the device itself.
80%, 80%.
I think it's ugly.
We'll spend more money if it looks fancy.
Okay, so use a very lot of people.
Perhaps you can make adjustable fronts, like with the
adjustable fronts, yes. Okay. 12.50 Well, make it available in different colors. Yeah, sure. Red, white, blue, black,
and
gray.
Blue,
Yeah, see if you Simpsons versions and
if you press a button, it turns green.
Leave.
5 minutes.
Signal for our last final 5 minutes. So I have the things I just read. Then we have separate menus for data text, screen settings, audio settings, channel settings.
Options and then set them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have all those two
or like menu button
also
press
a separate menu.
Yeah,
yeah,
otherwise,
but
like a menu button press menu, then you have main usage, all the settings.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
we can work it out
later,
I guess. So we're having a general menu with the most used functions, data text, screen settings, audio settings, channel settings. And maybe there are options for the remote itself, like large icons or small icons.
I think because we don't have a lot of buttons on one screen.
We do have
buttons,
any buttons.
Yeah, but for like we
sure.
Only have channel button, volume button, those buttons.
It's also
on
in the LCD, right?
Yeah.
So we don't have any normal buttons.
No, no normal ones.
Right?
Yeah, maybe only the on and off.
You don't know.
We
don't need a special options menu for the remote itself.
No.
Okay.
Oh well, you should be able to set which TV you have.
Yeah, sure. Of course, you need the settings button or a settings option for the remote control.
Yeah. But isn't it ideal to use what you said, normal on and off button for TV?
No. We discussed that you could charge it, otherwise it jumps to standby mode.
Yeah, but not for the remote, but for the TV.
Yeah,
for
the TV, of course. I think that's the best thing is that implement that all in the menu with volume.
But not as normal, but in the LCD.
Well, maybe there should be a separate button apart from the LCD because you can't turn it on when the LCD is off. So how do you turn the thing on? There has to be a on button on the remote.
Just tap it.
Tap the thing, okay.
Yeah,
and then the television is on also, or just the remote?
No, just the remote. The television don't have to be on. That one you can.
Yeah, it should be in standby mode.
Standby,
but
then press on the remote, press on, and then the TV should be printable.
Yeah. I don't know why it's handy to have a normal on button, or just whatever for the TV, so you can turn it on and then you can choose the channel. Otherwise, you. I don't know whether or not.
A normal button on the remote control,
yeah,
or a normal.
To turn it on.
Yeah, because when you touch the LCD screen when it is in standby mode, it should pop on. Why would it be handy to have an on button?
Well, I guess if you use the LCD screen, you first have to search where's the on button, and you then turn, and then the TV goes on. But if you have a normal on button on the remote, then you do it on, and then you search the channel that you want.
Yeah, but I think the remote toy press tap the screen. Always should jump to the screen which has the volume button, button, and of course also the on and off button.
I think it looks a lot more fancy if you
yeah,
use if you don't have any buttons on the on remote control.
Actually, we're going to create a buttonless.
Yeah.
No button. Okay, well that might be a unique selling point.
Remote.
If we can afford.
Okay, well, I guess.
Fuck it all.
For now, we're having a lunch break, and then there will be half an hour for the next share of individual work. I'll go write the minutes, if I can create them like this, and put them in the project documents folder. Here are the individual actions for the other roles. And of course, specific instructions will be sent to you again by your personal coach, luckily as we are. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay. Food! Yeah, I think so. Oh, sorry. Yeah.